Namaste.
Namaste. Welcome to session 19. And we will continue with the quality of compassion today with the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, which is maybe one of the most famous mantras. Om Mani Padme Hum means praise to the jewel in the lotus. Mani is the jewel, Padma is the lotus. Lotus is a symbol of wisdom. This is a mantra that's dedicated to Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, and his name is Chenrezig in Tibetan. This is maybe the most widely chanted mantra by the Tibetan Buddhists. It is printed on the prayer flags, it is on the prayer wheels, and we'd like to share with you a translation by His Holiness the Dalai Lama on this very potent mantra. It is very good to recite the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, but while you're doing it, you should be thinking of its meaning, for the meaning of the six syllables is great and vast. The first, Om, symbolizes the practitioner's impure body, speech, and mind. It also symbolizes the pure, exalted body, speech, and mind of a Buddha. The path is indicated by the next four syllables, Mani, meaning jewel, symbolizes the altruistic intention to become enlightened, compassionate, and loving. The two syllables Padme, meaning lotus, symbolize wisdom. Purity must be achieved by an indivisible unity of method and wisdom, symbolized by the final syllable Hum, which indicates indivisibility. Thus, the six syllables Om Mani Padme Hum mean that in dependence on the practice of a path, which is an indivisible union of method and wisdom, you can transform your impure body, speech, and mind into the pure, exalted body, speech, and mind of a Buddha. We will chant the Tibetan Buddhist version, which has the pronunciation Om Mani Padme Hum, together with the Gyutho monks. Again, they will start the chanting with an invocation, and then we can join them with 108 repetition of the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. So let's close our eyes and let the Gyutho monks take us on a journey into compassion, compassion and enlightenment. Again, focusing on our heart center, the center of love and compassion.
And straightening our spine, if we can. And taking a deep breath.
Realizing that the practice itself is the goal. So the more joy we can put into the practice itself,
the more joy we receive.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh, my God.
Taking a moment to continue our contemplation on compassion.
And maybe that gives us inspiration to an act of compassion we could be sharing today. Something that we've been holding back with, maybe out of shyness or lack of time. Or lack of attention. Compassion that arises out of a feeling of oneness, of one human family, brothers and sisters, helping each other on the path. Looking out for each other, caring for each other, supporting each other. In this spirit, enjoy the rest of your day and see you again tomorrow. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.